Today's story takes us back a couple hundred years in the time of the Baal Shem Tov, the Halakha Baal Shem Tov. There was a Yid. He lived in a town, a very wealthy Yid. And he had 18 children, 18 sons. And he tells his sons one day that it's very important to have goylo limkoim Torah. It's important to go travel, go get a derech and avodas Hashem. I'll pay for what you need for 3 years, and on two conditions. One is that you return after 3 years, and second is that you shouldn't hold yourself back from getting married. If any of those which weren't married, if you find somebody, gesunte heit, get married, you don't have to worry about me and mommy coming to the chasana. Go get married, just come back in 3 years. One of this man's sons, his name was Rabbi Yechiel Michel. He travels around and he hears about the Baal Shem Tov, and he becomes a big chassid of the Baal Shem Tov. Such a big chassid that he ends up actually becoming the son-in-law of the Baal Shem Tov. He married the Baal Shem Tov's famous daughter, Adel. And he becomes the Edim of the Halakha Baal Shem Tov. When 3 years are up, it was Shavuos time, and he tells the Baal Shem Tov that he has to go back to his parents. It was a condition that he made 3 years ago. Baal Shem Tov says, no problem, go, lech l'sholem, go in peace. And he asks the bracha that he should be back by the Baal Shem Tov for Rosh Hashanah. And the Baal Shem Tov didn't give him a bracha. So he understood that chances are that Rosh Hashanah, he's going to be away from the Baal Shem Tov. He travels home, and you can imagine the simcha, he's reunited with his brothers. Many of them have now gotten married, so everyone's catching up. And the father decides that he's going to make a huge suda, a huge feast, where all his sons are going to give pilpulim, because they're going to show off a little bit what they learned for 3 years away. Like Bachram coming home, you know, your parents make you sudas, and you say pilpulim, and nigla and chsidis. That's what happens when you come home. And all the brothers get up, and they dash in, this pilpul, that pilpul, comes in the middle of the pilpul, they watch how their brother, Rabbi Yechiel Michel, he's eating, he's fressing, they're talking, and they're asked. It comes his turn, and his father says, okay, now we're going to introduce Yechiel Michel. He's going to say over a pilpul, and he tells his father, no, I have nothing to say. He says, garnish, you have nothing to say after 3 years? He says, you know what, you want me to say something? I'll say something. Everyone's listening. He says, oh, the food is very good. Now the father is chapping bushes from all his other children. He has great ga'oines, pilpulim, nachas. And this son, seemingly there's no nachas. It's very, very shver. So after the meal, he calls his son in. He says, you made for me bushes, for mommy bushes. What's going on? You just sat and fressed the whole time. You didn't learn anything in 3 years. He says, of course I learned. And I married the daughter of the Halakha Baal Shem Tov. And by Chassidim, we don't show off. That's not our inyan. That's not what we do. Everything is simple. We hid in tzaddikim. It's not our avoda to show off. And that's why I didn't reveal any of my learning to everybody. But the father said, but you embarrassed me and mommy. He says, okay, if that's the case, make another suda and I'll talk. So, sure enough, he makes another suda, everyone speaks, and when it's his turn to get up, he gets up and he starts giving a pilpul, which connects everything his brother said, explaining the whole new derech in the Gemara, and everyone is just like thunderstruck. They're like, wow! I can't believe this guy that was just fressing yesterday is giving pilpulim today like they've never heard. And while they're all sitting there, like with their mouths open, he starts telling them about the Baal Shem Tov and about the derech of the Baal Shem Tiv, and about how you have to care for anoshim shutim, like all the chidushim of the Baal Shem Tiv. Obviously, it opened up a whole new world for these people. They were never exposed to Torah HaChassidus, and this was a tremendous eye-opening experience. Now, it was time for everyone to go home. All the brothers are going to where they got married, and now it's time for the Yechiel Michal to return home to Mezhevush. He obviously was waiting. He wanted to be Rosh Hashanah by the Baal Shem Tov, but being that he didn't get a bracha, he realized that chances are that he won't be by the Baal Shem Tov. So he took along a shofar and a talis, and he went on his trip. He's traveling in the forest, and sure enough, robbers came, thieves, robbers, terrible people. They attack him, they steal all his money, and they leave him with his clothes and his shofar. They don't need a shofar. And they take him and they sell him off to a slave train ship. So that's it. They sell them away. So he's on the ship, and the ship gets caught up in a storm. And the ship is the winds and the waves. It's, you know, really, really coming down hard on the ship. And kemat, the ship gets ganzen zerbrochen. And he gets shipwrecked. He's holding on to a, with the shofar in one hand, a piece of wood on another hand, and he lands on an island. There was nobody there. Nothing there. He found food there. He found, he could cook it with the wood, make fire. And he built a little hut. And that's it. He's preparing for Rosh Hashanah alone on this island. What an amazing way to prepare. Comes the day of Rosh Hashanah, and Rabbi Yechiel Michal is davening with great hislavos, with excitement, and he's all the chidushim and yichudim that the Baal Shem Tov, his father-in-law, taught him, he's saying over in his mind. He takes out the shofar, he blows the 30 tkiyas, tkiyas miyushev, and you know, all the important things. All of a sudden, the sound woke up people. They didn't realize on the other side of the island, there were people. And they hear this loud, bursting sound. So they come running, and they see a weird thing. They see this guy with his long beard, blowing horns, wearing this talis. And they're not sure what, and he's making with his arms and his eyes. They're not sure what's going on over here. But he doesn't even realize that he has a crowd. He doesn't realize that he has an audience. Er davent. The vile of these people go back to the other side of the island, and they tell their leader, their king, that there's a weirdo that's on the beach. And he has blowing horns, and he's wearing funny clothes. And it looks like this person is possessed by demons, like this Meshugna guy. So the king sent out his guards to figure out who this person is. And they come back with a report that he's Taka, a weirdo. And they bring him to the king. And the king asks him, "My hi, what's the story?" And he tells them the whole story. He's the son of the Baal Shem Tov, on his way home. He gets robbed and shipwrecked. The whole maisa, he tells him. And he tells him, "So what were you doing with your hands, with the horns?" And he's masbert him what Rosh Hashanah is, what, you know, the whole Kabbalah Hamalchus, and the whole Tkiyah Shofar. So he says, "How can I get off this island?" So he said, "You know what? You know, in this island, a ship only comes once a year. to the unload, do business. And when the ship comes, you'll be able to leave the island. Until then, you're with us on this island. The king realized that he's a very, very smart person. And he wanted him to stay with him on the island. He says, I have better plans for myself. I have a bigger, better life than hanging out with you on this island. But the king was very nice to him. And the king asked him, maybe when you go back to your country, you bring back 300 yidden, and you make a kehila here on the island. He says, no. Because this is not the Borough Park. This is not where we're going to be hanging out. This is not the place for yidden. But the king liked him, and he was the king's guest until the ship came, and he left the island, and he came to the Baal Shem Tov. When he came to the Baal Shem Tov told him like this, that I knew that you were going to end up on this crazy island. This island, there was never a yidir, and there were a lot of special netzoitzes on this island. And Mashiach could not come until a yid went to this island. And Baruch Hashem, you, with your avodah, you were able to elevate and take out all the necessary sparks, netzoitzes that had to get done. He says, if you weren't going to go there yourself, so then yidden would have to be brought there with slaves and chains because the avodah would have to be done there because we had to elevate the sparks. But Baruch Hashem, that you were elevated the island and no yidden would have to go there until Mashiach comes.